Herald Interview Voices, a series of conversations about Decatur and Central Illinois. Who are the voices? The voices are Herald Interview reporters and Herald Interview readers like you. Stay tuned to the end of this podcast to find out how you can participate. Hi, welcome to H&R Voices. I am Tim Kane, the entertainment columnist. I'm here with public safety reporter Kennedy Nolan. And, you know, this is Kane versus Kennedy all over again. Because
it's been a while.
It has been.
Like a month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was on vacation and you were celebrationing.
Busy.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
I was celebrationing.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed your celebration?
Of course.
Okay. You got to do a story about a local policeman whose final day video went viral. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So
do you want me to stretch out a little bit so you can take a sip of that coffee? That's a really overpowering odor, by the way.
Is it?
It's a good thing that this podcast does not have smell-o-vision with it.
You know what? Since we're discussing cops, I just felt like coffee was necessary. So the donuts are coming soon.
Fair enough. Some cliches never get too old, do
yeah.
they?
So Corey Barrows was with the Decatur Police Department for 30 years, and he retired on August 6th. And his wife wanted him to do his famous dance that he does. Apparently, anytime Footloose comes on, he does this dance, and I don't know. He said that he does it just to make people laugh, and after a couple drinks, you know.
So what, after he's had a couple drinks, people
after,
laugh?
Well, yes. After he's had a couple drinks, he'll do this dance, and so his wife wanted him to do it for this video to send it to their son, who was in New York at the time.
Okay.
Just because she thought that the son would think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, I don't want to do it. After a little bit of convincing, his wife, Lisa, and another one of their sons followed him around the last day on the job. And at the last second, he did it. And so she was recording anyway. And the son had the music ready to play just in case he decided. Yeah. So it was kind of a last second surprise, and the rest is history.
Yeah, all of a sudden it gets posted online, and then
it got international recognition.
People on the internet, they love cats and dancing policemen.
That is something that I've noticed.
I mean, or if policemen are doing anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Let's get them up there.
Yep.
Let's go back. Do you want to talk anything more about the officer, or is that, was there anything else you wanted to say about that? I mean, he seems like a pretty nice guy.
Oh, yeah. He said he usually will do the splits during this dance.
Mm. Well, he kind of was close to it, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, yeah.
But he usually goes all the way down, does the splits, but
yeah, but probably isn't wearing a gun and regulation
right.
uniform.
That's what he said. Yeah, and I'm like, well, you probably would rip your pants anyway, so.
Yeah, but they would still, he gets to keep those, right? You have to give them back to the next kid, yeah.
Right.
So that was an internet sensation. There's another internet sensation that's a little bigger that I'm not really sure I understand. But
let's hear.
There are references to like a generic Karen.
Yeah. So let's go back a step.
Okay.
So I've been getting these notes on my car. And they're written on the back of a CVS receipt. And I can tell that it's an older woman by the handwriting. I can just tell. And she is telling me that I need to get my license plate sticker renewed because it's expired, but it's not. It's white. I just don't think she sees it.
But anyway, in your comments, yeah.
Somebody said, this is a boomer Karen. Just
that's not the first time I've seen that reference
Karen,
either.
Yeah, I don't know. Karen is just the name everybody uses like that. They want to go get the manager or, I don't know why Karen is such.
But is it intended as
as an insult?
Yeah, as an identifier of an older person who is an idiot?
I suppose. That's probably right.
Okay, because that's the way I've read it, and that just seemed the way you guys are changing the language. I saw in an Associated Press story yesterday.
Oh my gosh!
Something was referred to as Gramworthy, apostrophe Gramworthy. We are Erg, we are shortening Instant Gram with Gram.
I know. I don't agree with that either. That's stupid.
And IG is just as bad as far as I'm concerned. But you guys go ahead and do whatever you want to do.
IG, FB.
Yeah, FB.
What is Twitter? Just T?
Okay, so you really got no more insight into Karen than...
I'll have to look into it more and see where it originated. Okay. But yeah, it's just a standard name.
And since the last time we talked, I don't think we've talked about your foot injury for a little while.
It's still a little numb.
Really?
It's been over two months.
Yeah. I have a friend who had surgery on her feet, and it's 4 months long now.
Yeah.
And she's still struggling with it.
Yeah, I have given up. The nerves, they're not coming back.
Okay.
Hello, Annalisa.
Come on in, Annalisa. Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up for this version of Cain versus Kennedy. We'll be back more often and
hopefully.
Yeah, and just confusing one another with the difference in our ages and stuff. So for Kennedy Nolan, I am Tim Cain saying, remember, if you know.
This has been a Herald and Review Voices. To participate in Herald and Review Voices or to suggest someone for us to talk to, send an email to timcain@herald-review.com. TimCain@herald-review.com. Call 217-421-6908 or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/heraldandreview. Thanks.